have. We doing okay?
Yes. Puss is just trying to adapt the sound in her headphones.
Okay. Let us know if we can support
okay,
you with
thank
that.
You.
Of
thank
course.
You.
Oh, wait a second. You guys are going to do two songs back to back.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. I'll be quiet
next
then.
Next one is Answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got under your skin and you didn't even know. I sold you a dream. I'm running a ruse. I had a different ring in mind. With papers and chains, you were perfect. Said it's worth it. And I got away. I wanted it all. The numbers don't add up. They deviate. And this time, you never took what was yours. This time, I'll take what's mine. I know it hurts when you're playing for keeps, but just let go, because knives cut too deep. Cuts too deep. Cuts too deep. Cuts too deep. I know it hurts when you're playing for keeps. In the back of your mind, you knew it was me. Set a trap, I called your friends. They weaved a web, they didn't know it. I changed the sheets, my numbers and streets. You never knew, but I threw hands up. Against the wall, I kissed her neck, and she made me crawl. The memories of, I was a fade shadow.
I love when you guys all sing together. It makes this sound really big and whole. I really like it. So we got one song left. So you said you had kind of like the song that everyone knows and likes by Boudoir de Beauvoir. Do you guys have like a song that it's like your favorite from the Miss Geo collection? Have you played it already?
I guess like Paz and I were talking about this the other month. there's like these B-side deep cut things that we both like, but they're not being played today.
That's okay.
My favorite is, I think, Little French Girl, because it's long, it has different
parts. Yeah, but we're not playing it today.
We're not playing it today.
That's okay. That's okay. We're just going to have to come see you guys when you play again.
Yeah.
May to let me know.
Sapphic show at the Loft, May 17th.
Please send me the info for that because we'll happily promote it too.
Thank you. Sure.
That's,
thank
you. Yeah, it's a huge part of what we do. Wonderful. Well, I'm like, how do I ask you more questions? What can I ask you? What time is it? It's 1:06, so we actually have a lot of time left. But let me see. I guess I'm curious kind of like if there are different inspirations for either group and if there is something special about Miss Geo you guys would like to share as compared to Bedard de Beauvoir. I guess that's my question.
Good question.
This is maybe a hard question. It's okay if you don't know.
I feel like Miss Geo is more solidly a band, and like we play in other in spaces with other bands.
Fun.
Whereas Boudoir de Beauvoir is like kind of one part band, one part conceptual art project, and like it doesn't really stand alone as a music project. It's like it has like we have all these videos that we do live mixing and like little dancing and stuff, and it's kind of a So it's kind of, that would be, to me, the main difference.
So Mijo is a band.
A band.
But Boudoir de Beauvoir is not.
Okay, that was what I was kind of thinking, but I would rather you say it than me, you know? Because there does seem to be a certain level of complexity for some of the Miss Geo songs that's slightly different, where I think like the academia and the kind of the inspiration for the first project fills in. And so I feel like you guys are compensating in really interesting ways with the second band. And I love to hear you all sing together with the electric guitar going. It's really fun. It's, like I said, it just reminds me of the XX, which I love. And it's been such an honor to have you guys here today. I think I said this earlier, but Dr. Luna has been my advisor for my big capstone project that's done. Thank God.
You did great.
Thank you. Awesome.
Congrats.
Thank you. By the way. I'm really happy it's over. You can ask literally anybody in my life. They know that that project was extremely time consuming. And these guys here at Post Adolescence Glow have really helped keep things going despite me being kind of torn between two different places and going to see my cutie baby in DC all the time, and also missing the radio show, making sure things keep going, and also despite me just being chronically overworked all the time. It's been a really awesome full circle moment to have you guys here. And I was just saying that to Daniel, like, just kind of how incredible it is to bring in things like the Ansel Dua piece. Like that's so full circle for me, because Ansel Dua was someone who was really critical for my research this semester, and I just love it. So it's like perfect. And it's a great last show. It's crazy for me to sit back and kind of reflect too on how much has happened over the last couple of years as we've learned and continued to do this and grown this project. It's taken a village. Definitely has not just been me. And every artist that has passed through the studio has helped grow our show too. And so I love having our last set be a group that's so different and unprecedented on our show, because we have never had a Tufts professor in here. It makes me so excited. I was like plotting to get the Daily to come, but that never happened. That was too much work for baby over here. But I'm super excited to introduce your last song, and thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. And I wanted to just mention something quickly about the last song. It's so it was written kind of in the wake of all of us losing our reproductive rights, and kind of about bodily autonomy, and like also all the kind of anti-trans, anti-gay legislation. Mm-hmm. So kind of it's like, that's kind of what it's in response to.
I love that. And I think that those sorts of messages are really important, because also we have so many artists that pass through here and like aren't writing about things that are political or important or felt by larger groups of people. So I'm really happy to have content like that on the show today.
And we're really happy that y'all helped us set this all up. It looks like it does take a village, and we just we really appreciate, you know, like the work you put into it and making us feel comfortable, and it's just been such a dope experience. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. That makes me so happy. That's my goal, is I just want everyone to feel happy and comfortable and safe while they're here. So with that, I'm really excited to hear this last song, especially kind of acknowledging that this is a safe space, and it's really important for us to have these conversations. We're not doing it enough. So thank you.
Thank you.
That was my favorite, honestly. That was a really good last one. I really liked that. Thank you guys so much for being here today. It was such a treat. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. But yeah, I was hoping we would, the timing would be different, but I know that you guys have to leave. So we'll probably just wrap things up there. But thank you guys so much for being here today. It was such a treat and a joy, and like, we bring so many different artists here in here that we don't know, and it's really awesome to know you guys and cheer you all on and all of that. And just thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, we appreciate you.
And congratulations for having built such a cool thing that's going to live on even as you're graduating.
Thank you. Well, I couldn't have done it without Kim, Constantine, and Daniel, and Madison, and Alec, and Chloe, and all of those people who make all the magic happen. I'm really excited to see what they do next year once I'm gone. I'm going to be like, what's going on? You figure it out yet? And I'm sure they will. But it's definitely bittersweet for this to be my last show. It's been wonderful to have you guys be the last act we have, though. And such a treat, like I said. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and switch us on over to Studio A for a sec and do a little PSA, if we could do that. Constantine, hopefully you heard me.
Sure okay. thing. Yeah, I have a PSA about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead of pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Back to you, Amelia. Or maybe not. So I guess we're going to have a little break and then we'll be back in 10 minutes or so, hopefully, with a few songs from Amelia and a few songs from Daniel. Both our very own PAG staff to close out the semester.
you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your freedom. I've seen some hot, hot places come down to smoke and ash. We love our loving. Not like we love our
It's me.
It's Kim in the house. Kim.
Oh, that's very. Do you mind turning off the AC in there, Sam?
You see it over there? Oh, wait. Can you turn the AC off, baby? It's over there.
Oh, yeah. He can't even hear me.
No, he can't.
It's a little loud now that we're all stripped down.
Yeah.
You know?
One more.
So, what's your name and what? Who are you?
I don't know. Can you guess my name?
I don't know. Please introduce yourself and the members of your band.
I'm Amelia, and the members of my band are me, myself, and I. Amazing. It's my last day on the radio. What the heck? That's so crazy. Upsetting. I'm just going to come back and visit, and then you're going to have to feature me again sometime so I can come say crazy things there.
Perfect.
Keep things interesting for you.
That's what we need.
But yeah, hi, I'm Amelia, and I started Post-Adolescence Glow in fall of 2022, which is kind of crazy to think about. And here we are, and it's our last show, and that's pretty crazy. It's really bittersweet, honestly. It just makes me sad. But
yeah,
I'm here to say thank you to everybody. I wish I had like a thank you song to play, but I don't. Because I whipped this together very quickly, and I don't know any other songs.
We played that one song. We played Thank You by Jessica Pratt or whatever. Is that her name? Or somebody else? Remember that one time, like a while ago, me and you?
Oh, by Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt. I don't know. They're all the same to me.
Thank you, baby. Yes, that's a good one.
Maybe, yeah. I think Constantine was there, too. yeah, well, thank you, Amelia, because... Oh. None of us would be doing this without you, and you don't know how much this has changed the course of at least my life. Like,
it makes me really happy.
This is like has been such a big part of all of our lives here. And
I was just thinking about it yesterday because Kim just like fall of my freshman year, Kim like whatever. I meet Kim like in the dining hall, and then she's like, "You should come to this thing called Post-Adolescence Glow." And I'm like, "Okay, sure," and just like. I feel like I just randomly became a part of this, and now it's like become such a big part of my life and schedule, and that's pretty awesome. So I'm thankful to her and to all of you.
Well, we couldn't
it's
do
it
without
you. It's a chain reaction. It's a chain reaction. Yeah.
Positive loop there.
Oh, totally.
And I'm so excited to leave this project in your guys' hands because I know you're gonna do incredible things with it. And yeah. Okay, we don't have a ton of time, so I should probably get started. This song is called, so basically I'm playing two Cerebrella songs today because that's the only songs I know right now, and also because I always play Cerebrella songs, and she's like my idol singer, and I love her. So this song I've never played on the air before, and it's called Beautiful Girl, and this one goes to my mom, but yeah, I got Sam here, making sure I don't get behind on the lyrics. Wanna be with you. Let me remind you one more time that just I messed up. Maybe you're beautiful, but you just can't see. Why don't you trust me? They'll see it to you, beautiful girl. You. blame on somebody else. All these tiny little minds that leave you up on a shelf. Well, okay, I've seen it done that way. Just in case nobody ever comes through running to come to your rescue, you still a chance. You don't have to be asked to dance. Now I know how much you've been dying to say. Look how much everybody loves me. 'Cause who gets left when everyone else fades away? So before you trade in that summer high-heeled shoes to make them want to be with you, let me remind you one more time that just maybe you're beautiful, but you just can't see. Why don't you trust me? They'll see it too, you beautiful girl, you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. And I didn't even mess up that hard. I only messed up one time.
And you kept going. Thank God.
I know. I didn't even give up or nothing. I was traumatized.
Be careful
with
that mic. You're kind of like
sorry,
hitting it.
I keep banging it. Sorry.
Here. It's okay. It's okay. She's strong.
Gotta adjust and move around. Okay. I'm going to do this one last. This next song is called Lost Stars. And this is also a song from my mom. And it comes from this movie. It's like, it's got Mark Ruffalo in it, and I don't know anybody else's names, so this one other lady's in it, and it's really good. And it's about just like being a young artist and songwriting and like putting yourself out there. And yeah, I don't know, I just, that's what I think about, oops, sorry, when I sing this song. And yeah, this is called Lost Stars. Let's get drunk on Sorry, I bumped the mic. The end. Sorry.
Yay!
Like, whoa. Okay, this has been slowly turning downwards.
Oh, we can time. We can fix that.
Did it pick it up?
No, you sounded good.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Because I felt bad I couldn't touch it, like, while I was...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, last one. This one I played on the radio before, but the last time Sam was accompanying me, which usually makes my life so much better, but I'm gonna try and do it by myself today, because I'm brave. But you're right here, he's watching me. All right, this song is called I Just Want You, another Sarah Bareilles song, and I'm usually like, damn, I can't sing two Sarah Bareilles songs. But I decided screw it because it's my last one today. And also, it's my way, or the highway, I guess. And also, like, I would say probably one of the highlights of my entire senior year was the fact that I got to meet Sarah Bareilles at Club Passim. And she's freaking awesome and humble and nice and sweet, and her nose crinkles when she smiles, and she's 5'4" and doesn't wear any makeup. And yeah, she's incredible. But yeah, this song is, like, I think one of the best love songs ever, and this is called I Just Want You.
Me. But at the end of the day, the only words I'll say is I just want you.
Okay.
Yay.
That's all I have for you today. I don't know what time it is, but I'm very
happy. It's like
1:50.
So.
Damn. Okay, Daniel, come on in here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. I will just please plop down. Oh, wait a second.
Daniel said earlier, and I quote, "I don't have anything prepared. I'm just going to do whatever."
What did you say?
Oh, he just said, "I don't have anything prepared. I'm just going to do whatever."
Okay, that makes me feel less bad now. Okay, here you go, Daniel.
Thank you.
Shout out to Daniel for letting me borrow his guitar. Thanks, bae. Sorry.
You.
sirens, the stuff you found out on the street, flying, where are you lying, on what solid ground, I don't believe it, I won't conceive it, I think I'd die if you were not around.
Want to move that mic a little bit closer?
Yeah, sure. Let me also move this a little closer, Loki.
Awesome.
What? Yeah, the 58?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, Daniel!
Lovely. All right.
Beautiful. You're singing so wonderful.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed.
And pretty and soft.
All right, the next one is called Go Light a Candle for Your Dog.
Ooh.
And it'll be fast, too. This one is because I like Belle and Sebastian and I wanted to write a song like them.
Go tell the father what is wrong. Go on and light a candle for your dog. I said a couple words for him. The verse, it's terse, the meaning thin. I'm doing all I can. I'm out of love the way that I am. Oh, poor little lost old lamb. I heard them older boys gone wild. He killed a mother, wife, and child. The punctuation on the day, pitchfork nestled in the hay, buried in the fur. It's Roman, it's Excalibur. All of the things you're soon to learn. I know you took my letters down. You know what this is all about. Call me what you like. I haven't listened since that night, so you can scream for all to hear. It's falling on my deafened ears. Grab your balloons and float away. But I don't mind, yes, I don't mind. Yes, I'll just hit a Becca's line. She's practically in love with me and has been for you. On the pavement in my head. Pop goes the candle in the shrine. I won't be back for quite some time.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Such a good
yeah,
story.
We were just talking about how we like your voice.
Thank you. Thank you, Constantine.
When did you start taking voice lessons, Daniel?
I never really did it. I did it for like maybe like a month or two in middle school, but I don't know. I just it was always
like you're possibly trained.
Nah, it's just playing along with the guitar. It's just like, you know, in the dorm room in Lewis Hall just doing that all the time.
Well, it just sounds like you have no tension when you sing and like
that took a while to figure out. Yeah,
yeah, I spent
that,
like years trying to unlearn that
trend, yeah.
That stuff.
All right, I'm going to blast out one more in 3 minutes.
You yeah, got you got it, dude.
I'm doing Wilco, because I can't resist.
Dude, I'm seeing Wilco.
Are you really?
Really?
I'm seeing them on July 7th.
All right, I'm
June
doing...
June
17th? I'm doing... are they in Boston?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing California Stars.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
lit tonight on a bed of California stars. I like to lay my weary bones tonight on a bed of California stars. I love to feel your hand touching mine. Don't tell me why I must keep working on. Yes, I give my life to lay my head tonight on a bed of California stars. I love to dream my troubles all away on a bed of California stars. Jump up from my starbed and make another day underneath my California stars. They hang like grapes on vines that shine and warm the lover's glass like a friendly wine. So I give this world just a dream, a dream with you on a bed of California stars. I like to rest my heavy head tonight on a bed of California stars. I like to lay my weary bones tonight on a bed of California stars. I love to feel your hand touching mine and tell me why I must keep working on. Yes, I give my life, oh, to lay my head tonight on a bed